And if, later on, it emerges that he simply made a bit of a cock-up, everyone will be too polite to mention it. This is why you never see newspaper headlines like, Daft Bugger Captain Shut Down Remaining Good Engine, or I Forgot, Admits Pilot, in Wheels Up Runway Inferno Tragedy. This sort of revelation is reserved for the turgid accident reports in the backs of magazines such as Flight International, and only other pilots read that rubbish. So, you're not going to come out of this one badly. If you do manage to land the aeroplane successfully, or even only half successfully, you will probably be commemorated in stone on that spare plinth in Trafalgar Square, and will save all the money that had otherwise been earmarked for beer over the rest of your life. Even if you fly it at 300 knots into the local hospital, the press will still feel obliged to point out how you at least had a go and stayed at your post at the bitter end. Although the transcripts of black box flight recorders are invariably published, the Air Accidents Investigation Board usually edits out blasphemy and incomprehensible mumblings, and it's reasonable to assume that they would see no benefit to the world in revealing that you ended up babbling your pants, hammering on the window and screaming for your mother. But don't do it anyway, just to be on the safe side. And let's be honest here. In truth, the chances of the scenario outlined in paragraph 1 ever developing are extremely unlikely. Both pilots would have to be completely incapacitated in some way or simultaneously overtaken by suicide.